Chapter 1. Roger's Idea. Diana passed by the piano and gently moved her fingers down the keyboard, enjoying the feel of the smooth keys, tempted to sit down and play. The sounds rang through the house, breaking the silence. No one was at home. She had the whole world to herself. Now she could make her music. Diana played quietly at first, letting each note of her simple melody pull her deeper into the music. Gently, she put her left hand on the keys, her fingers finding the perfect notes to go along with her tune. She loved making music. She loved composing her own harmonies and songs. If it were possible, she would make music her life. But everyone knew you couldn't make money in music. There was no future in it, no job security, and no steady paycheck. Diana had given up the dream of being a musician long ago. She would be a doctor. That's what she would do. Become a doctor with a regular salary and a secure, comfortable life. Yes, she would be Dr. Diana Stevenson. And everything would be fine. Diana continued playing and didn't notice the front door opening. The music pulled her into a world that was beautiful and free. The notes put her under their spell.
Diana!
Everything suddenly became silent again. The sweet music was gone, and Diana was back to reality. Yes? She looked up and saw her brother Mark standing in the front entrance. He was wearing jeans and a cotton shirt. He had just come home from work. It was now 7:30 in the evening. Why aren't you studying? Mark asked, looking at Diana confused. He walked towards her and sat down in the big armchair in the corner. Diana stared back at him. I was studying, she replied.
I think becoming a doctor is going to take more studying than that, Diana, laughed Mark, shaking his head at her.
Mark, did it ever occur to you that I might not care what you think? Diana replied in a tired voice. Mark got up and walked out of the room. A few moments later, Diana heard the fridge door open and close. Good, she thought, he won't bother me for a while. She got up and walked to the foot of the stairs. She could see Mark making a sandwich. He pulled some crisps out of a cupboard, opened the bag, and began eating them as he put some pieces of meat on the bread. Diana stood very still for a few moments, daydreaming. Diana! Again her brother's voice disturbed her dreams. Can't you ever leave me alone? Diana thought, irritated. Yes, what do you want? She answered, annoyed. What are you doing? Mark was staring at her again. Half of his sandwich had been eaten, and he was holding the rest of it in his left hand. There was a glass of grape juice in his right hand. What do you mean, what am I doing? Her eyes challenged him. You're just standing there, doing nothing, Mark said. Are you going upstairs to study, or are you staying down here to watch television with me? Mark smiled, knowing that she wouldn't join him. I definitely prefer to study than sit here with you, Diana answered. She began to walk upstairs. But Mark's voice stopped her. If I were you, I would be nicer, Mark said. I'm only trying to help you. Then she heard his footsteps as he walked into the living room. Free at last, she thought. Diana opened the door to her bedroom and looked inside. Her new bedroom looked similar to her old one. She and Mark had moved into this old house near the university before the beginning of the autumn term, and had looked for a flatmate for weeks. They had interviewed several people
until they had found Roger, a medical student who was entering his residency. They had both agreed that Roger would be a fine flatmate and had welcomed him into their home. It was a nice house, but Diana couldn't get used to it. She missed her parents' home too much. Everything in Diana's bedroom was white and pink. Her bookcase from home was there. Her father had made sure she took it with her. And her old cupboard held her clothes and shoes. The room was bright and comfortable. She went to her bed and sat down. "Oh, life is so hard here," she thought. "Ever since I moved in with Mark and Roger, I've suffered. Why can't I just be who I am and play music all day? Why can't I do what I love?" A knock at the door disturbed her thoughts. "Who is it?" she called. "It's me," Roger answered. "I just came to say hello." He smiled and took a step into the room. "Well, every time you say hello to me, you usually ask for something," Diana replied. "Well, yes, I suppose you're right," Roger grinned as he sat on the chair at her desk. "I hope you don't want me to give private lessons to any more of your friends, Roger," warned Diana. "Your friend, Phil Weston, was very rude to me when I taught him. He didn't pay attention and kept trying to change the subject. I can't teach people who aren't serious." "I know. I talked to him about it," Roger said. "You don't have to teach him any more. He'll just have to learn chemistry alone." "Good. And Roger, from now on, I'm not teaching any of your friends any more," Diana declared, turning her head away from him and looking out of her bedroom window. "Okay, Diana," Roger agreed. "But there's something else I'd like to ask you. It's about Lucas Hospital." "What about it?" Diana asked tiredly. "The hospital is starting a new expressive therapist program for the patients," Roger explained. "This involves music, art, and drama therapy. They think it would be especially helpful for the sick children there. So now they need a music teacher to play and sing for the kids. When I heard about it, I immediately thought of you." Diana thought for a moment. "Do you think I'm good enough?" she asked. "I studied piano, but I only took a few theory and composition classes when I was at school." "Of course you're good enough, Diana," smiled Roger. "You know a lot about music, and if you need any help, you can always go to the music school and ask one of the teachers to help you. When they hear what you're doing, they'll be very happy to help. I'm going to start training there next week, so I could drive you. We could go together." "That's what I wanted to ask you, Diana. They need to know by next Wednesday. Think about it, and let me know by then." Roger got up and left. Diana sat on her bed and considered his offer. "It was sweet of Roger to think of me," she thought, smiling. "It could really be great." She was absorbed in her thoughts as she went downstairs to make dinner.